is the Latest Music Vibes Podcast, presented by Big 92.3 here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'm your host, DC Hendrix. Welcome back to another edition of this podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are available. Let me know what you guys are thinking of this show. A special thank you to everyone that's been checking out this show for the past 2 weeks during my vacation. Tons of listens, tons of reviews. Thank you so much to everyone for doing that for me. It makes me feel missed. It makes me feel important. You know, it makes me feel like, you know, I missed that podcast. I wish DC would come back. And I'm back. So the wait is over, ladies and gentlemen. But I have a huge announcement to make. I made this on Twitter earlier today, so I'm going to go ahead and announce it to you guys as well. If anyone's been following my writing career as well, that's how all of this got started. I was a writer. I wrote for Glide magazine not too long ago. I still might contribute to them a little bit. I am now an official staff writer for Consequence of Sound, which is a huge music publishing website based out of Chicago, Illinois, award-winning music website. I'm joining a very talented, hardworking group of journalists. I'm very excited. It's a huge opportunity, and the sky's the limit. You know, the hard work pays off. You know, I've been writing for a long time, like I said, since I was 18. You know, it's been over 10 years now that I've been writing, and it's finally starting to pay off. So I'm very excited. Now, before I get into my quick recap of my vacation, I attended 3 concerts during my vacation. So I wasn't completely off the grid. I was still, you know, having a good time. I partied a few times out at the concerts. The Smashing Pumpkins for my birthday, August 17th down at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Pacers Stadium. I attended Average White Band, AWB. Obviously, Ani McIntyre was on this show before my vacation. I got to check them out here at Sweetwater here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Great venue there as well on Thursday. And then last Friday, on August 24th, I got to check out The Guess Who. Drummer and founding member Gary Peterson, who was on the show a few weeks ago, left me some tickets. I got to go check them out. Got to take a picture with them. If you guys follow me on social media, we took a little band picture, and I'm like a new band member of The Guess Who. I got to sing American Woman. No, I'm just kidding. I did not. But I got to take a picture with them, hung out with them a little bit after the show as well. Had a great time, man. Got some beers in me. Just having a great time. It felt good to, you know, kind of check out from work, just attend some concerts and have a good time. It felt good not to have to cover them for once and just go to have a good time. It was awesome. So that was actually the best show that I attended. You know, I love the Smashing Pumpkins show for my birthday. It was awesome. AWB was great at Sweetwater, another great concert. But The Guess Who was on another level. I have to shout out Derek Sharp, the new lead singer of The Guess Who. He is not the original lead singer, but did a great job. Very interactive with the crowd. Very good on the mic, interacting with us. Sounded great, you know, live. If you guys follow me on social media again, I have some videos up. Be sure to check them out. Or just go check them out at a venue near you. They're on tour right now, so be sure to check them out. But nonetheless, had a great time, a great vacation, but it's good to be back here on this edition of the Latest Music Vibes Podcast. This week, I'm going to be joined by the one and only rock icon, Alice Cooper. Yes, Alice Cooper just released his 27th album, Paranormal, last July, and has extended his previously announced North American tour, announcing additional 2018 shows throughout October. And these shows obviously lead him to come through Fort Wayne, Indiana tomorrow, Saturday, September 1st at the Fallinger Theater, that's where I seen The Guess Who at the Fallinger Theater. I got to see two first time appearances. I seen AWB at Sweetwater for the first time, and then The Guess Who at Fallinger. Both were my first time at those venues, Sweetwater and the Fallinger Theater. Both great venues. I love the open outside feel, but it's closed off, you know, so the weather, if it gets bad, it's not going to stop the show. So I love both venues. Fallinger was awesome, very spacious, comfortable seats, and that's where Alice Cooper is going to be tomorrow, September 1st. Rock icon. Obviously, Alice Cooper is known for the big hit that I just got done playing, No More Mr. Nice Guy, which is probably my favorite song by Alice Cooper ever. He also has the big hit, School's Out. Alice Cooper, a singer, songwriter, and actor whose career spans over 50 years. So I'm going to be joined by someone that has been in the music business for a very long time, twice the time that I've been born, almost. Almost. And I just turned 28. And I'm going to bring that up to him. I'm sure he's, you know, I'm sure he's taking full ownership of how long he's been in the business, but over 50 years. And mostly known for his distinctive raspy voice, a stage show that features like electric chairs he brings on the stage, guillotines, fake blood, deadly snakes, baby dolls, swords. I mean, he's legendary for his musical performances. I mean, top notch, top level. I'm very excited. I'm hoping to be able to make the show. But now, the original Alice Cooper Band released their first album back in 1969. And still today, new album. You just heard it. Still releasing music, live albums, still touring, still doing it, man. 70 years old. It's awesome. Big news. Alice Cooper's going to be joining me to talk about the new album. We're going to reflect on how he got started. Reflect on also, because I feel like personally that he created metal. He was doing metal music. Obviously, that's a genre of rock. He was doing metal long before metal was even thought of. But back then, it was just look at his rock and roll. Obviously, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Another Rock and Roll Hall of Famer joining me here. That list is just piling up. But yeah, he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2011. So it's going to be awesome to catch up with him, talk about the new album, reflect on that. He was in a couple movies. You guys probably remember his part in Wayne's World. Obviously, Wayne's World has Michael Myers in it, a classic show from the 90s. He was in Dark Shadows. I mean, classic movies. He's not just a musician. He's not just a singer. He's not just a songwriter, not just a rock and roll icon. He's also an actor. So we're going to talk a little about that. I know also, if anyone's listening to this podcast, I produce for a sports station outside of here as well. And Alice Cooper just so happens to be a scratch golfer and huge sports fan as well. So I'm going to ask him some of his favorite sports teams as well. You know, just kind of get to know him a little bit, you know, get to know the real Alice Cooper. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and bring on the one and only rock icon, Alice Cooper. So joining me here on the latest Music Vibes podcast presented by Big 92.3 here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's coming to Fort Wayne here on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Mark your calendars. Be sure to head out to the Fallinger Theater and check out Alice Cooper, A Night with Alice Cooper, as he is coming here to the city of Fort Wayne. Be sure to check him out. And he is joining me right now on the podcast. Alice, thanks so much for joining me.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm very excited. I finally got you this week. I want to start off, though. I have a very good friend of mine that works in the music business that you just got done talking to. I don't know if it was a couple days ago or what, but I seen the interview posted. You talked to my buddy Corbin Reef, who is one of my buddies on this podcast from Up Rocks Music. Just kind of talk a little bit about what you guys talked about in your interview, because that's one of my good friends and a good friend of the show.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing that I really try to get across is the fact that this is a really musical show. It's very theatrical, but the music is you know, we do all the hits. And on top of it, I've got the best touring band of anybody out there. Our drummer just got voted best drummer in rock and roll. Our female guitar player just got voted best female guitar player. And it's an all-star band, and we just kill it every night. You know, I mean, it's fun to do the show because the band is so good.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that resonates with people that are fans of music, you know, that date back, you know, to the 70s and 80s, is that's one thing that stands out with you is your live shows. And you go down, and I'm in the young generation now. You are coming to your 27th studio album. Now, I'm not doing this to make you old. I'm not. I'm just doing this.
No.
I'm not. I promise. Hey,
I earned every one of those years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 27th studio album. But just to show, you know, how great you are and how much people idolize you, I just turned 28 2 weeks ago. So your music goes all the way down to my generation. So that shows where you're at right now.
Sort of multi-generational, because hard rock has never gone out of style. You know, bands like Aerosmith and Alice Cooper and, you know, the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. It's really pure, hard American rock and roll. With our show, we just decorate it. Every single song has got a theatrical device to it. So when you're seeing the show, you can't look away from the stage because you're going to miss something. You know, I mean, it's like it's really a production up there. And the audience walks away going, "What was that?" You know, we basically overwhelm them, you know, and that's what you should do.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into some of your music, because obviously I'm a big fan, but before we do that, I really want to commend your photographer. Now, he's very big promoter of you obviously taking the pictures. I just want to give you, I guess not really you, but I just kind of sucking up to your photographer, because I love, and I talked to him before the interview, you know, a couple weeks ago when I first reached out, and he does a really good job of keeping engaged with you during the tour. I mean, there's pictures every day posted, and I'm talking about Kyler Clark, obviously.
Right. And, you know, the thing is he plays two or three parts in the show too. Everybody that works in our show, even the guys that drive the trucks, sometimes they're part of the show. I need a lot of extras in the show. You'll see that when you see the show. But I like everybody to be part of the show. So, you know, Kylie's part of the show. Amber, this other girl, is part of the show. Mm-hmm. My wife plays two really important parts in the show. And she plays the ballerina in Only Women Bleed. Wow. And then on Dwight Fry, she plays the really demented nurse.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, you can imagine that that's just two parts of the show. There's 20-some songs, and every song's got some kind of thing going on. So it's by the end of the show, you're going, what was that? You know, what just hit me?
And that's what I'm looking forward to, because I have not seen you yet live. I have not, so I'm hoping to make it out.
It's not like any show you've ever seen.
I'm hoping to make it out Saturday. Alice Cooper joining me here on the latest Music Vibes podcast, coming to the Follinger Theater here in Fort Wayne on Saturday. Be sure to get your tickets. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how you got started. All the big music guests I get on my show, I like to kind of time travel a little bit and go back to how you got started, because there's a lot of people that are trying to come up in the music business. So how did you get started? I know you spent a lot of time in Detroit coming up. I know you originated from Phoenix, Arizona. But just kind of talk about how Alice Cooper came about.
Well, for one thing, the band was together from high school on,
right,
you know.
Right.
And you're always looking for that thing that nobody's done. Mm-hmm. And I looked around and said, all of the guys that I really like in rock and roll are all my guitar heroes. Mm. But where's the villain? I said, we have all heroes and no villains. Yeah. I said, we have all Peter Pans and no Captain Hook. So Alice Cooper will be the definitive villain of rock. And in order to do that, you have to write the right songs. Welcome to My Nightmare, 18 Schools Out, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and get them on the radio. You know, and they would just have to hit records just like the Rolling Stones do and everybody else. And then on top of it, when they come to see you, you give them a show that they've never seen before. You give them something that they're not expecting. And that has been what has kept Alice Cooper going for 50 years, is the fact that we never lose the energy. If you come to see this show, here, I'm 70, and our show is more, it's as energetic as Green Day. It's got as much energy as Foo Fighters, because we've never lost that.
Right.
You know, we've never lost that energy, and you're never going to see me walk through a song. I mean, every single song is high, high, high energy.
And a lot of guests I've had on here are in their 70s, including you. And honestly, those are the best shows I've seen.
Well, because the bands, you know, I mean, we did some things with, you know, we've worked with like Uriah Heep and people like that. Mm-hmm. And you go, wow, you know, these guys are probably really out of shape and all that. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to them play, and they're better now than they were when they were 30, 20.
Absolutely.
You know, they've become better musicians. And it's the same thing with all these guys. Jeff Beck, I just saw Jeff Beck.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Jeff Beck play any better than he is now.
Wow.
So, you know, age doesn't really mean anything. It's the fact that you're getting a really experienced show up there. And this band knows what they're doing. The audience will walk out of there saying, that was the most fun I've ever had at a concert.
So I mentioned earlier about your new album that is coming out. You know, just kind of talk a little bit about new album Paranormal that is out for everyone to check out. What can they expect from the new album?
Well, Paranormal was, the idea was to write 12 of the best songs we could possibly write with Bob Ezrin, who's produced Schools Out and Billion Dollar Babies and Nightmare and all the big albums. And it turned out to the album was top 20 in 25 countries.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's pretty good for your 27th album. So obviously we hit a nerve. You know, we wrote songs that people liked, mm-hmm. and we're doing some of those songs in the show also. But, you know, we do all the hits. We do Schools Out, 18, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Poison, mm-hmm. Only Women Bleed, you know, you name it, and the song is in the show. So we don't cheat the audience on that. We give them all the hits.
So talk a little bit about, I know there's a couple special guests that appear on Paranormal as well. Who are a couple of the special guests that you have?
Well, we had U2's drummer, mm-hmm. you know, really great drummer.
Yeah.
Just really, really, really cool guy.
That's Larry Mullen, right?
And, yeah, Larry Mullen Jr.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, that guy has just brought something to the, you know, to the table that nobody else had. He doesn't play like anybody else. Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted him. And Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top plays on the album. And, you know, I mean, the original Alice Cooper band does three songs on the album. The original guys from, you know, high school
and all,
all the way up to Muscle of Love.
Wow.
Dennis, Neil, and Mike. Mm-hmm. And those songs actually were the songs that got the most play on the radio.
Wow. The little mini reunion there. That's awesome.
Great, you know, because when we broke up, we didn't break up with any bad blood.
Right.
We broke up as friends. And we stayed friends. And, you know, I would do something on Dennis's album, and I would do something on Neil's album. Neil would do something on my album. So, you know, it was one of those things where we always stayed together. It's just that we weren't playing as a band together.
Alice Cooper joining me here on the Latest Music Vibes podcast on Big 92.3. So I want to talk a little bit about also your some of the films that you've been in. Obviously, you're a big actor as well. You don't have to name a whole bunch of them, but just what are a couple films that still resonate with you today that you just still resonate with you and you still have big memories of that you think about every day?
Dark Shadows was, you know, with Johnny Depp was fun to do because mm-hmm. it was a remake of the soap opera Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Only it was a comedy, and it was very well done. Of course, Tim Burton did it, you know, and Tim Burton's got that wonderful class. And out of that, the Hollywood Vampires mm-hmm. were born. Myself, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry, and Duff McKagan. You know, it's sort of like that band was born out of that. And we just finished a whole European tour with that band. Mm-hmm. But Wayne's World, of course, was the one. a lot of people had fun with that one.
Yeah.
And I see Mike Myers all the time, you know. And then I played Freddy Krueger's father mm-hmm. in one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, you know, I did a lot of different movies. So,
just, you know, looking back, you know, as some of your biggest hits, obviously you mentioned them earlier, Poison, No More Mr. Nice Guy, School's Out. Everyone's back in school now, so we can't play it no more. I've been playing it all summer, but everyone's back now. But just kind of where you're at now, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the process behind recording these big songs and, you know, getting these albums together, where you're at today with your perception with your fans.
Well, yeah, the one music that has not gone away is hard rock. And so, you know, when I go into a studio with Bob Ezrin, mm-hmm. I take the best band in there, and we go in with 10 or 12 songs that we think are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the band, I do not want to layer this stuff. I want to play it live. I want to play it live in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want it to sound like it's, you know, drums and bass first, and then you put the guitar on, and then you put this on and that on, and then you put the vocal on. I would much rather play the song live. And do it 20 times and pick the best cut.
Mm.
You know, that's when you get a real band sound. You know, but I'm never going to back off of guitar rock. It's always going to be guitar-driven rock and roll. You know, I won't do acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do unplugged. I won't do symphonic. Alice Cooper's a rock and roll, Detroit rock and roll band.
Absolutely.
And so that's what the audience is going to get. And I think that's what they would be disappointed if it wasn't that.
Absolutely.
You know, the trick is to write great songs. That's really the whole trick, is to write really good songs. And then from there, let it write the show, you know. Let the lyrics be the script for the show.
And a lot of people don't like taking credit for things like this, but just a personal thought, and I began this podcast with this thought, I kind of feel like you're the originator of metal. I mean, metal did not exist, in my opinion, before Alice Cooper and his band. I don't know if you take credit for that personally, but I'm not the only one that feels that way, but that's just a personal thought. Do you feel like in some way that you help invent a new genre of rock?
Well, I think that we opened up rock and roll for a long time was four guys on stage basically singing a song and kind of staring at their shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, with nothing going on except the song. And that's great. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go somewhere from there. I looked at that and I used to see The Who. And I would say, oh, man, look at this. Keith Moon, best drummer I've ever seen. Pete Townsend, best stage guitar player I've ever seen. Daltrey, Entwistle, what a great band. And then I would look at it and I'd say, but there's a giant empty canvas going on behind them.
Yep.
Why not paint that canvas? Why not make the lyrics come to life? In other words, if you're singing Welcome to My Nightmare, don't just sing it.
Right.
Give them the nightmare. You know, make the nightmare come alive. And how do you do that? Well, you have to spend a lot of time, money, and effort producing a nightmare for the audience
that's
to
true.
Actually be involved in. And so that's where Alice Cooper comes in. Nobody did that before us. And to this day, that's how we still do our shows.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Before I let you go, though, one more thing. I produce a sports show. And if I believe so, you are a sports fan yourself. Who are some of your sports teams?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a Detroit fan, you know. I'm from Detroit, so I'm a Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, you know. I've always a Big Blue, Michigan, you know. I follow the Detroit teams because I was born there, right downtown.
Yep.
And it was in totally in my blood to be a Detroit win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lived in Phoenix for 50 years.
Yeah.
And I go to the Diamondback games. I don't have a National League team until the Diamondbacks came along. So Diamondbacks are my National League team. You know, but if the Cardinals are playing the Lions, I'm going for the Lions.
There we go. I was doing a little research and I seen that you were a big sports fan, so I had to ask that. Thank you so much. Again, I'm looking forward to the show Saturday. I'm hoping to make it out and see you for the first time. I'm really excited. I actually have the day off, so I'm really hoping there's some tickets left. I'm really hoping there's some tickets left.
Don't miss it, 'cause it's going to be the show every night is like every single night. People rave about the show, how good it was. So it's a great show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining me, Alice Cooper, and look forward to talking to you again and looking forward to the album, okay?
Oh, okay, man. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Great stuff. Thanks to Alice Cooper for joining me here on this week's edition of the Latest Music Vibes podcast. Be sure to check him out. Get your tickets. Follinger Theater tomorrow, Saturday, September 1st. Spend the night with Alice Cooper out at the Follinger Theater. It's going to be great. Again, I'm hoping to get some tickets, hoping to make it out there. It's going to be a big show. Like I said, he's one of the biggest and most influential music entertainers, live performers in the history of music. Regardless if you're not a rock fan, this is a guy you want to see live. He caters to all audiences. Like you said in the interview, you know, it's not just for the old people. It's not just for the older generation. It's for everyone. So it's going to be great. Alice Cooper, thank you so much for joining me. Very excited about the new album. Been listening to it all day. A Paranormal Evening at the Olympia Paris. New album by Alice Cooper. Be sure to check it out on all streaming services, Spotify, anywhere. Be sure to check it out. Thanks to Alice Cooper again for joining the show. Thank you, the listener, for joining me here on this week's edition of the podcast. Again, be sure to spread the word. Tell your friends about this podcast. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast. Subscribe because there's much bigger things on the horizon. I promise you, there's some big things coming up on this podcast. So you want to subscribe. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you. So thank you guys so much for joining me. This has been the Latest Music Vibes podcast presented by Big 92.3. And I've been your host, DC Hendrix. And until next time, everybody, spread some peace and love.
Podcasts by Federated Media.